Now we turn to Spain, where lawmakers are poised to vote in the coming weeks on one of the toughest abortion laws in Europe, a near total ban on the procedure, except in cases of rape or threats to the mother's health. Abortion has been legal in Spain since 1985, but the Conservative government wants to amend that law and has the parliamentary majority to do it.
The move has prompted protests at Spanish consulates around the world. From Madrid, Lauren Freya brings us the personal story of a woman at the centre of Spain's abortion debate.
It was the late 1980s when Esperanza Puente left her tiny village south of Madrid for the big city. She was fresh out of high school, living on her own for the first time. In those days, Spain was reveling in newfound freedoms after its military dictator died and democracy took hold. Madrid was the center of it all, she says.
Fue a finales de los 80 que en España se puso de moda.
The end of the 1980s was a wild time in Madrid. Alcohol, drugs, nightlife, sex without commitment. When I arrived in Madrid from a small village, I ate it up like it was the end of the world. You're young, you've got to live your life, and you can do what you want. But I ended up pregnant.
Pues al final me quedé embarazada.
And unwed. Esperanza couldn't bear to tell her conservative Catholic family back in her village, and Spain had just legalized abortion in 1985.
Lo que ocurre en mi caso es que yo no quise casarme.
To be honest, I didn't want to get married. I had this new option of abortion, which seemed easy and painless. You could get one in 24 hours, and I felt like I didn't have any other alternative.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Qué tal? Nice to meet you.
Fast forward 25 years, and Esperanza is now volunteering with an anti-abortion group, counseling pregnant women against doing what she did.
A mí me supuso que durante años...
For years, I woke up drowning in nightmares. My trauma started immediately. But other women, sometimes they go into denial, and the trauma can take years to emerge.
¿Vale? Hay mujeres que entran en un proceso de negación que puede durar años.
Esperanza has changed her mind about abortion, and she believes that Spain's government, years later, is finally ready to do the same. It's poised to amend Spanish law to create one of the toughest abortion laws in Europe, a near total ban except in cases of rape or threats to the mother's health. Serious birth defects will no longer be grounds for terminating a pregnancy. There's been a big backlash by abortion rights advocates. Thousands of protesters march up and down Madrid's wide avenues every weekend. Many accuse the government of cowing to the Catholic Church. Abortion is sacred, chanted a rather conspicuous group of topless women, activists from the women's group Femen, at a recent protest outside a Madrid church. They surrounded a Catholic priest on his way into Mass, pelting him with lace panties in one of the more colorful protests that have become a fixture here in recent months. Polls show more than 80% of Spaniards want abortion to remain legal and accessible, like in most of Europe. Luis Enrique Sanchez, president of Spain's Planned Parenthood Federation, says the new law will turn the clocks back to before 1985, when Spanish women went abroad for abortions.
El riesgo que hay en España es de que muchas mujeres cojan de nuevo la maleta.
Many women will be packing their suitcases once again for weekend flights to France and England. This is a situation we can't have. It'll create so much damage to the Spanish population.
Mucho daño a la población española.
Ruling conservatives hold an absolute majority in Spain's parliament, enough to push this abortion ban through. They're moving to the right, trying to keep members from defecting to a new far-right political party. But they also face another revolt from the center, led by this woman.
Llevo muchos años en política. Yo esto lo de récord no me lo creo, y menos con tres micrófonos delante. Pero...
Celia Villalobos is the feisty deputy speaker of Spain's parliament, a conservative and an abortion rights advocate. She's urging fellow conservatives to break with the party leadership and vote to keep abortion legal.
Yo creo que sí hay, lógicamente, una...
Sure, there's a far-right wing of the party that's much more conservative, and it's pressuring the party leadership. But the difference is, we are not in the early 1980s anymore, when abortion was controversial. We're in 2014, and things have changed.
In the intervening years, most of Europe legalized abortion. In the past 40 years, Spain has changed from a Catholic dictatorship to one of the first European nations to legalize gay marriage. For some Spaniards, especially older conservatives, many of whom happen to sit in Parliament, that change has been too fast and bewildering, says Fernando Gortazar with the Anti-Abortion Family Forum.
Many things were good, of course, and there was also some sort of confusion. Sometimes when you introduce a big change and people get this sudden and a bit crazy freedom of the last years, maybe that some of the things that should never change are confused with what is real progress.
In the streets of Spain and in the halls of its parliament, a debate is raging over whether the freedoms that came with democracy represent true progress or a breakdown of traditional Spanish values. 25 years after her own abortion, Esperanza Puente reflects on how her life and that of her country has progressed.
In Spain, we got carried away with freedoms and liberties, so abortion didn't seem like a big deal. Not many women are willing to talk about what happens afterward because it's over with. But real life is another thing.
La vida real es otra cosa.
Despite opposition by a majority of Spaniards, ruling conservatives are set to vote to severely restrict abortion here in the coming weeks. Until then, Esperanza Puente keeps working.
Lauren Freya brought us that report from Madrid.